ane ti sikcho gre ta ti du mang ba re de yina china ko yo re su ga ra sikcho gre si na de ne ngo bo me ba kang ga sikgo ma re su ga ra ngo bo me ba da takbar min gyu de se o ngo bo to su takbar re ma re se re kan de re se na ran ju be de le tu ni ban me de be se re ta da mang ba re gyu jing ya ke so na ke ba re da da wa re ko ni ba de le ya ko jig du gre ko me ya shan da sia le ngo ga ra o che zang ko de
So then, if you continue with this idea of the Buddha seeing these future things 10 million aeons away, though they are future at the time of the consciousness perceiving them, you have to be thinking of, you know, that the of the, well, if you think of Buddhas or meditators or yogis that they were talking about, at that time, their future relative to the time of the consciousness perceiving them, right? They're not future, you know, somewhere existing on their own. They are neither non-functional nor permanent, for they will not remain for a second moment after their formation. Non-functional means that they... at the present, when you're functional, means that they're causal, right? They're neither not causal, right? That they do produce effects, and also when you say that they're permanent, means that they're static. Okay, they're not static. Also, these future things that are seen, because when those future things are produced, right? When they do come into existence. They don't, after, you know, based upon causes and conditions, they come into existence. They exist just for a moment. They're momentary, and they don't exist in the second moment. And so then that means they're impermanent. They're not static. They're constantly in flux, okay? They're constantly in flux, so they're never staying still for a second, you know, for a moment. For even a fraction of a second, or whatever you want to say, they're constantly in motion, and so then, it's not a question of these things that the Buddhas are seeing in the future being permanent or non-functional, not being able to produce effects.
Sangela da darwa ngu su togbe shula maomba togu ba mindese. Tata yueba si ngue su to ne, ne maungba yungju di shuk le tenji tokba nresi, tende shuk le tokba tende ma resi wara. Tu te se me jang chir ngue sum tu sikbe si. Sikbe tu tena me er ma tu chita yuwa resi wara kwa. Che san ku ngue sum tu sik chok resi wara.
So then, there is no need for a Buddha to cognize the present explicitly. And the past and the future implicitly. These are talking about different ways to perceive things. It's like a cognitive discussion of how the mind perceives things. It's not like the Buddha is seeing something in the present and then directly seeing something in the present and then the Buddha is understanding implicitly in the future. For though the latter do not exist at the time, so what they're seeing in the present of future things don't exist at the time, right? That these future things don't exist. They are in general directly perceived, means that the Buddha has this ability to directly perceive them because they will exist. Okay, so then a Buddha has a direct understanding of what will exist in the future.
This one.
Oh
yeah. Well, that is the second door, wa. Second door. Nature be mene. Nature bag mene she ba she la ya. Tese korang sik ba tese mau ba sikudi yo mare sigora. Mene tuan de me jang sigora. Milam temba tuan shindo ko milam tangi yo arre mau ba yongi de milam tane ko ta denba tuan ya yo arre. dīnāshī sāyabu chāni tōng chōgu rē sī gwa rā. Mīlam dēmbā tōngā shindu sāyabu rā nā wāng gāwā mē bē chē rō sē. Tēne, nē jī sābiyōng yō jāng sē. Nyūgu rī sītab shāyī nē kō nē dā sādā sābiyōng dī tēdē yō rā. Nē jī sābiyōng yō bē kāp dīlā yō jāng sī gwa rā. Tā dūng tāndā nyūgu yā ngōmbu dī yā tōng yō mā rā. Nyūgu dēne mā zhōng wā rā. Nē jī sābiyōng yō bā shē. Rwa, nē rupshinā, dē rupshinā rwa. Dē gī sādā, chūdā, nē lūngdā, sābhiyon tūsū yōgāshē. Tī nē gāp nā yā, nyūgū kē yō mā rwa. O tī tū nyūgū māngu bā sē gūrē sī gōrā. Nyūgū māngu bā rē kō. Tī nē gāp nā nyūgū tī māngu bā rē. Tāndā yō mā rē. O māngu bā shē chā yō yā sē. Nyūgū kōrā māngu bā yīn sī gī yō mā rē. Tī nē gāp nā. Nyugu gyu jin san, nyugu kye masa we kap tele ya, rangi kye we gyu yue jang ma je be cha tele. O tele, nyugu maung ba ase wara, tante nyugu yung gyu re. O, tere ma do, nyugu dini, nyugu korang maung ba yin si, chidang maung ba yin, me se tindu la gyu ma re se wara. Maung ba yin si me cha wo se. Tu shen ni la, pa ni se wo, tu shen ta karan de ba se te ya, nyugu di kye ji ni ba la ma de ba tele ya, ane nyugun dēba rēs, lāgur mātā, chidāng nyugudin dēba yinsi, labia yō mā rēs mā rē. Tē sōnzā yō rē, kō māngu bā yōngdi tūzwa, sīk chōgu rēs gā rā, yō.
Chidāng dēba dē.
Yō, nyugu kēchī nipa mā dē rwa, kēchī nipa dēg mā rō yō mā rwa, o dīl yā dēba āsī gā rā, nyugun dēba āsī gā rā, tē kāpdi nyugun dēba rē. Chidang nyugu korang dewa yin saya yo marwa, nyugu maung bari saya yo marwa.
Nice.
O di sewa.
Nice. Chidang.
Nyugu maung bari sina nyugu yo marwa saya rishra, nyugu yungju re sewa rani.
Nice.
Nice. Nyugu dewa sina nyugu yo marwa, dewa sata yo marwa sewa rani.
Oh, nice.
Di marwa.
Oh, di marwa. Oh, nice. Similarly, it is not contradictory for objects of aspiration. That means something that you're looking into the future about, right? Future things. Like you're aspiring to do something in the future. At the time when you, of the aspiration, though they don't exist, okay, they appear clearly to a yogic perception of that which is wished for, just like a dream appears to be real. It's just like you can see into the future, those things that you're seeing appear in a way just like a dream, like a dream does. Like a dream seems to be very real. So these. The meditators and the Buddhas have this ability to see things just like that, you know, just like they're seeing them in the present, like we see a dream. Okay, the dream doesn't exist now, right? Those things don't exist. The future things that they're seeing don't exist now, but they appear just like that, and just like a dream does. And so, even though the barley seed exists, okay, the sprout which has yet to come into existence may be called future, but the sprout itself must not be called future. So the idea is that here, when things come together and they're in a causal state, right, that all the causes and conditions are coming together, we call that the sprout to be, but it's not like the sprout is there and we're calling it future. Okay, we're calling what will be. I mean, the sprout is the thing that forms in the present, right? It's the thing that grows up, you know, shoots up that green shoot. That's the sprout, but it's just a way of talking about, right? About we call that the sprout to be, but in no way are we implying that the sprout is somehow there, okay? And then the understanding of the other two times should be inferred from this means like in the with the same with the past, although the second moment of the of the sprout, we're calling that the past sprout, then we're not saying that that's the sprout is there somehow, like the sprout is in the present, right? So we're not calling that we're saying that this is the past of the sprout, but we're not implying that there's some kind of that the sprout is there, the past sprout is somehow there, okay? Then, la dresa.
Laza. Dan dir da. Sanje ji tu sum.
Oh, did tsara yoma, ne, di gyur yoma.
Ya, ya.
Oh, did tama de, Oh, Sangye ki tūsum. Oh, dhīr, ba.
Sangye ki tūsum tātā ngūsum tū sīkpa rānglū la kē lāngbar chāvās. Chitā Sangye ki tātā wātā māhūn bātā dēpa kāngā ngūsum tū sīs kē lāngu rēs guvara. O Sangye ngūsum tū sīki mārē tūjē samgū tsam tū chēpa nāmbā tam chē tū kē lāngbā mē chāvās. Tūjē ngā rāngzū tōngzū nāshīn chē sīk sē urmā. Chitā Sangye ki sīki mārē tēzū kāngā dzūmbā rē sē ātā. O tīndē sīki yō mārē sūng guvara.
In our own system, this is the next line. In our own system, we accept that Buddhas perceive all three times directly, okay? And do not at all assert to trainees that they merely appear to do so. So it's not like there's this other idea that that everything that appears is false, right? And so the Buddhas couldn't possibly see. There's this other idea, interpretation. The interpretation of our system is that the Buddhas see these things all directly, whereas there's an assertion of other systems that other traditions that seeing how they're all false in some way, there's something false about them, then the Buddhas couldn't possibly see them, and therefore they would just sort of appear to see them for the sake of their students. They're just sort of saying, and we're saying that, no, we don't assert that idea. We assert that the Buddhas actually see them directly.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Aso kanla mawo yegur bas ta dire da. Kanla mawo yegur bas tela rua ye ma yese ba. Xian ya ko wa kanla se ta chi bi ba da. Chita ma tu su si wara. Kanla mawo ba rang ngo ye. Mawo be kam ne de bu di rang ngo ye ko ne ye se nge tela su wara. Rang ngo ye ye bar ju ba tela ne tu rin wa ye ba ma yin bar tal. Mawo ba rang ngo ye ko ne yuevichirisi. Oda dēbādā tēsū tēnī yuñrīngbū nī yuñhē tūsī mēbā chāndu gu rēsī yambarā. Māhūmbā tē rāngi ngōyō yuñ nā. Kō māhūmbā rāngi dēgōngi rī chāgi wā rā.
So, the last two lines of this verse are, for one for whom the future exists, there can be no distant time. So, it's moreover, there cannot be a distant time for a protagonist for whom the future exists by way of its own entity, because the future exists in terms of its own entity. This means that if the future already exists in its own right, which is what the opponent's view is, the future already has its own existence here and now, then there won't be any there won't be any past. Nothing can ever go away, because it'll always be here. Okay, the future will always be here, and therefore it doesn't the past could never come into existence. It could never be relative to that future any change, basically, into the future. It would just always be future. The future would always be here.
Moya ta ni ba dir da de kyen shen da dwa ma on ba zhe su yo na se le de bi gyu ne ga sun de bu de ma on ba ne ga ne ko de bu de zhe su tu ba che yo be ye na se sar du mi ge wa don ba so ko ba me ba ta wa ne se 아니 사르도 나주 베네 추짐 넘버 다번데 지 송야이나 네 메게와 주디파 돔 게와 주비에 탑시 저거로 어 근데 제 먹어 버린도 추짐 넘버 다바데 마송 공네 코 예베예나 코 추짐 넘버 다바 예사르 마마오 바네 단단히 여사를 다 깔려게 먹어야 되는 우리 수거라.
네.
네가 이렇게 해도 제바 매자 쇼 여나 내돈 돈이 줄세. 게데 주나 땡기 제바 매 매자 단단 마음 배트네 개외 쇼다 돈바송하다 장주 쌤다 내줄래 소바 강가 용구 여나 수거라. 아니 여나 내돈 돈이 줄세. 아니 내바도 Mikiwa dhomba dhan kiwa dhubiya la soba tindra bezu sheba di tanda yo maru ko yo sar maungba yo sanda ta kale gyagu maru wa sikwa na. O ge di giwe shenye dhan trebe, shu nyembe ko ne, o di chila dhanda.
Okay, so if you go on to verse 262 here, the consequence that fresh restraint from non-virtue and so forth are unnecessary if the future is substantially existent. So if we're saying that the future is already has its own inherent existence, already exists now inherently, then there wouldn't be any restraining ourselves from doing harmful actions and doing what we can to be do helpful things, because they would already exist. We would already have pure ethical conduct. Our ethical conduct would already be pure because the future already exists, and so then it's saying in this verse that if virtue exists, though nothing is done, resolute restraint is meaningless, and so that's the idea, is that. That already we've achieved our pure ethical conduct because the future exists now. So then we wouldn't have to restrain ourselves from doing harmful actions and try to cultivate helpful actions, because we would have already accomplished it.
Yes. Mahomba Janju Sem de Yosarina, Ta Janju Sem Concale Magemna, Yondurvas Yora. Mahomba Zesu Yubecone Che Yona, Mahomba Drebu Dundo, Chesus or Never, Domba Dumever and Judis, Mahomba Drebu to a Tundalia, Miguel upon Kiwa Trubche, Bezuce, Tundake or Maris Yora. Meban Dute, Majeba Yubeche, Conatoshi Majena Mahomba. ती यूं जो ती यूएस हर सोमास कर तांडन ने यूएस हर सोमास हुआ रा ते मज़े बाय यूएस शेरोस
ओटी लो then so then if we read the commentary on that, it says if because the future is substantially existent, okay, that exists in its own right, has its own existence, has its own self-existence, then virtue exists without action such as that means that virtue that we've already achieved, this pure ethical conduct, without actions such as safeguarding one's ethical conduct once one's faculties have become mature through meeting a spiritual friend and listening to the teaching, then you wouldn't have to go through all that. Like, for instance, we're thinking that we have to achieve the altruistic spirit of enlightenment, to the intention to become enlightened for the sake of all beings. That we think that, oh, we have to make effort to do this. Well, if it's already been achieved, then we don't have to do anything because it's already here, you know.
We're done.
We're done. So then resolute restraint from unethical conduct and so forth for the sake of future results, such as higher rebirth is meaningless. It would be meaningless for us to restrain ourselves from any harmful actions. We wouldn't have to do it. We've already achieved everything. For virtue would exist even if that has not been done. Okay, we wouldn't have to make the effort. It would already be here, and therefore, why would we make an effort to restrain ourselves and from doing harmful actions and, you know, cultivate helpful actions towards others? It's already been done. So then, if say we didn't have all these virtues, then like, you know, the spirit of enlightenment, if we don't have it, if we haven't, then for those things that then if the future already exists, then we're never going to get it. So then efforts for the sake of that are senseless. It would be impossible. It would be meaningless, right? So if even the slightest thing is done to enhance one's capability, future effects cannot be substantially existent. So it's impossible. So if you made even the slightest, you know, effort, it wouldn't make any sense because it's already, you know, there's you know, you don't have these, and the future is already here. So you would never be able to get anything, right? You would never be able to achieve or attain, or, you know, develop some kind of pure ethical conduct if you don't have it now, right?
So then
if we're on now 263, and that's saying if you go to page 323, the outline says, if impermanent, it is contradictory for something to exist prior to its production. So here, in accordance with the assertion that all composite things are impermanent, that all Buddhists assert this idea of impermanence, all functional things are impermanent. If they, and so the first two lines here say, if they are impermanent, how can it be said effects exist? So how can it be said, if you read the commentary on it, how can it be said then that an effect exists prior to its production? It's unreasonable since impermanence and existence prior to its production are contradictory. Here, impermanence means a process of transformation where you're constantly, things are constantly undergoing a process of change, causes and conditions constantly coming into existence and the effects going out of existence and the causes and conditions coming into existence, the effects going out of existence. It's a constant process, and that we call impermanence. Now, why would there be any kind of, action of causes and conditions if something had already been produced, if something already exists, if the effect already is produced, and then there would be no impermanence. There would be no impermanence, and therefore that effect would be permanent. It would just be something that's eternal. It would be static and eternal. And that's what's being said here.
This one.
Yeah.
Ngobu kaamla yaa thongma chi taa dine sarba kye bharayas ko thongma di rayas e. Thamma di taa ko mi doo se thar zwa bharay, ko thar zwa bharayas e chi yoy go bharay. Kaamla thongma thaa yoy ba, tene jirde mi taa chios. Wajitam, kira chana ngobu di gyuy kye bhe ngaro na yoy ba yina, di ngay na yoy rayne thongma mi doo asa gyo ra. Di yindu ko ngobu yina gyuy dan kyengi yaa chio ne. Ota ko re so kye songs cheche thongma chiko warwa. Ota ko jik songs cheche thamma chiyo gore. Kaala thongma da thamma yoy ba tila ya mitak ba sige warre. Thangbu kyudan kyengi lubur tu ya kye, tene lubur tu jik duya tila mitak ba sige warre.
So then here, that which has a beginning and an end is called impermanent in the world. So that's the last two lines. And it says, anything which has a beginning in that it is newly produced, and an end in that it does not last for a second moment after the time of its formation is called impermanent in the world. Or another way of thinking of impermanent is non-static. I think just it doesn't ever stay. Okay, it's in a constant state of flux. So then, anything which has a beginning, that means it comes into existence and dependence upon the when causes and conditions come together, and then there's this adventitious arisal of the effect, right? And the effect and the second doesn't stay for a moment. It immediately goes out of existence, and then causes and conditions come into play again to form a new effect and so forth. So that it has this beginning, right, and it has an end. And something that has a beginning and then is newly produced and then has an end, and that it doesn't last for a second moment after the time of its formation, okay, it forms, and then suddenly goes out of existence, okay, then is called impermanent in the world. That's what we call impermanent, okay.
That's why. Then, Jebad Logida, Mobo Kangalas, Tinishan and Dumat.